KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accidents.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the girls' state tournament closed out on Saturday. The boys gets underway today. In girls' action over the weekend, Jess Shaben scored 24 points with 9 rebounds as top-ranked Harlan held on in the final 2 minutes to beat number 8 Western Dubuque 55-51 Saturday night, winning the Class 4A state title. Also Saturday, Audrey Faber scored 19 of her 26 points in the second half as number 5 Dowling Catholic fended off number 9 Southeast Polk 66-55 to capture the Class 5A championship. And the other Saturday night contest saw Katie Landhus score 21 points as top-ranked MOC Floyd Valley survived a subpar game from their star Alexis Conaway as they beat number 6 Unity Christian 63-57 in the 3A state championship game on Saturday night. Well, the boys' state championships get underway today in Des Moines with 6 first-round games. In Class 1A quarterfinals, Keota will face Easton Valley in the opener at 10:30 this morning. That'll be followed by Newell Fonda facing off against West Lyon. Dunkerton will play East Mills in a 2 o'clock game this afternoon, and Lamoni will play Belmond Clemmy in the late afternoon contest. Then tonight, a couple of 2A quarterfinals as Western Christian will face Albia, and South Hamilton will play Cascade in first-round tournament play. In Rolling Valley Conference basketball this season, it was Arweva capturing the boys' championship, and the conference title on the girls' side went to Adair Casey. Well, they've announced their all-conference selections for this year. On the boys' side, first-teamers include Travis Fries and Austin Stelk of Arweva, Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey, Sam Honold of Coon Rapids Baird, Seth Willis of Woodbine, Drew Peppers of Exira EHK, Jake Carey of Peyton Sherdan, and Jake Roden of West Harrison round out the first-team selections. Second-teamers include Brandon Hagee of Arweva, Kyle Lichty of Arweva, Michael Holste of CAM, Trevor Hackmeister of Coon Rapids Baird, Jake Bruggeman of Glidden-Ralston, Noah Jurgensen of Peyton Sherdan, Brad Staley of Charter Oak Ute, and Boyer Valley's Chase Bonsall rounds out the rest of the second team picks. On the girls' side, first teamers include Paige Danner of Arweva, London Vice of Adair Casey, Alyssa Kragland of CAM, McKenna Zaners of Coon Rapids Baird, Megan Maskey of Woodbine, Morgan Strait of Boyer Valley, Rachel Smith from Exira EHK, and Carly Pop of Peyton Sherdan. They are the first-team selections. Second-teamers include Jenna Hausman of Arweva, Danny McCorkle of Adair Casey, Aaron Doherty of CAM, Riley Schlepp of Coon Rapids Baird, Dasha Newsom of Woodbine, Anna Fleece of Glidden-Ralston, Claire Paulson of Exira EHK, Crystal Sabus of Peyton Sherdan, and Sierra Carlson of Charter Oak Ute rounds out the rest of the second-team selections. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Wichita State became the second team in NCAA Division I men's basketball history to open up a season with 34 straight wins and the first since UNLV in 1990-91. The Shockers did it by winning the Missouri Valley Conference title game, downing Indiana State 83-69. The fifth-ranked Virginia Cavaliers were upset by Maryland 75-69 in overtime as Seth Allen scored 5 of his 20 points in that extra session. Number 7 Syracuse snapped a 2-game losing streak with a 74-58 win over Florida State. Nebraska's hopes for an NCAA tournament berth received a huge boost with a 77-68 home win against 9th-ranked Wisconsin. Number 17 St. Louis snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 64-62 win over Massachusetts. And LaQuinton Ross had 22 points and Aaron Kraft added a dozen to lead Ohio State past number 22 Michigan State 69-67. Iowa State senior forward Melvin Edgem has been selected as the Big 12's Player of the Year by the league's coaches. Edgem was second in the league with both his 18.2 points and 8.6 rebounds a game. The All-Big 12 awards selected by the 10 coaches were announced yesterday. A pair of Kansas freshmen earned individual awards with Andrew Wiggins voted the top freshman and 7-footer Joel Embiid the Defensive Player of the Year. Iowa State guard DeAndre Kane was chosen as the Newcomer of the Year, while Rick Barnes of Texas is the Coach of the Year. Joining Edgem, Kane, and Wiggins on the All-Big 12 first team are Oklahoma State sophomore guard Marcus Smart and West Virginia junior guard Juwan Staten. A Williston State College point guard, Trey Dickerson, plans to play for the University of Iowa the next 3 years. The 6-foot freshman from New York City gave a verbal commitment to the NCAA Division I Hawkeyes over the weekend. Williston State says Dickerson had received interest from numerous schools and offers from Iowa, Nebraska, Iona, Washington, Washington State, Arkansas, Alabama, Birmingham, St. Louis, and Fordham. Williston State is a 2-year junior college in northwestern North Dakota. Dickerson this season helped lead his club to a 26-5 regular season record and the Mondak Conference title. He was named most valuable player in the conference with an average of 20 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. Well, the Iowa women had their 6-game winning streak snapped on Sunday, losing to Nebraska in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. The Hawkeyes trailed by 8 points at halftime after several players got an early foul trouble. Coach Lisa Bluter was confident that her team would come back in the second half.
I thought we were going to win this game because I felt like we were only down 8 points with all that adversity, with all of our starters sitting there with those multiple foul situation. I thought second half was going to be ours. And then unfortunately, you know, the fouls continued.
Nebraska made 30 of 36 free throw attempts, while Iowa shot just 14 free throws, making 11 of them. Nebraska also out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 58-27.
You know, we did things well enough in our fourth game in 4 days to win this, except for the box outs and the fouls. Those are the only 2 things.
Bluter drew a technical foul after stomping her foot with 4:43 to go, and the Hawkeyes down just 58-56. Nebraska quickly widened the lead and held on for the 8th straight win over Iowa. Bluter said after the game that she stomped her foot to get the attention of her players, not the referees. Rachel Terrio, named the tournament's MVP, led Nebraska with 24 points, including 19 in the second half, as Nebraska gets the automatic bid to the NCAA Women's Tournament. Iowa at 26-8 will also be NCAA tournament bound. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Brad Keselowski has won NASCAR's Sprint Cup race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, surging ahead on the final lap when Dale Earnhardt Jr. ran out of fuel. When Earnhardt's Chevy slowed in the final minutes, Keselowski roared past in his Penske Ford for the first weekend sweep in his career. He followed up Saturday's Nationwide Series victory with his first Vegas Cup win. Keselowski virtually assured himself of a spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup championship after missing it entirely last season. Earnhardt finished second for the second straight week after opening the season with a win in the Daytona 500. Paul Menard was third, followed by pole sitter Joey Logano and Carl Edwards. In the NBA on Sunday, it was the Chicago Bulls over Miami in overtime 95-88. A couple of other overtime games saw New Orleans beat Denver 111-107, Houston over Portland 118-113 in the extra session. Also, the L.A. Lakers beat Oklahoma City 114-110, Boston 118-111 over Detroit, Brooklyn beat Sacramento 104-89, it was Toronto over Minnesota 111-104, also Dallas topping Indiana 105-94, and Golden State beat Phoenix by a score of 113-107. In the National Hockey League, Boston over Florida 5-2, Chicago beat Buffalo 2-1, the New York Rangers over Detroit 3-0. Los Angeles beat Edmonton 4-2 and St. Louis in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over Minnesota. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals and third baseman Matt Carpenter have agreed to a $52 million 6-year contract. That deal includes a team option for a 7th year in 2020 at $18.5 million. Should St. Louis decline that option, they would pay Carpenter a $2 million buyout. Carpenter's agent, Brian Cahill, says the 28-year-old received a $1 million signing bonus and he'll make $1.5 million this season. The salary escalates each year, reaching $14.5 million in 2019. Carpenter says the decision to sign a long-term deal with St. Louis was a no-brainer. He hit .318 while leading the National League in hits, doubles, and runs last season while playing second base. He'll move to third this season. The Cardinals also signed Cuban free agent shortstop Aldemiz Diaz to a minor league contract, and he'll report to spring training today. The Cardinals were among a number of teams who held private workouts for the right-handed hitting Diaz. The 23-year-old batted .315 with 12 homers and 11 steals and 270 at-bats in 2012 for Cuba's highest professional league, which has produced the likes of Oakland's Yoenis Cespedes, the Dodgers' Yasiel Puig, and Cincinnati's Aroldis Chapman. The Cardinals anticipate the 6'1", 195-pound Diaz will start the year at the high minor league level. And in NFL news, the New York Jets have released cornerback Antonio Cromartie, who was entering the final year of a four-year deal and was scheduled to cost the Jets a $14.98 million cap hit this season. The 29-year-old is coming off perhaps his worst season as he struggled with a hip ailment while continuing to play as the Jets' number one cornerback. And Detroit Lions owner William Clay Ford Sr., who helped to steer Ford Motor Company for more than five decades, has died at the age of 88. The company said in a statement that Ford died of pneumonia at his home. He was the last surviving grandson of company founder Henry Ford. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.